Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone, I just wanted to give a quick notice that this episode of Private Parts was recorded before coronavirus was announced a pandemic, just to make that very clear. Enjoy the episode. Hey Francis, I just got a question for you.
Yeah.
I think you should come live with me.
Well,
I think you should come live with me. I think you should come rent the room from me. I think you should come hang out with me. I think you should come... I think you should just come do it.
Yeah?
There's a study for you there.
When are you moving in?
When do you want me to move in with you?
There's a study there.
There's a study there.
Really?
Yeah, so you can go and study things. Because I know you like studying books.
Studying anything.
Minecraft.
Mining.
You love World of Warcraft. That's what you'll study.
Well, no, I'm not.
I've never played World of Warcraft.
Well, I actually played it, but I'm not.
You love Fortnite. That's what you
know. No, I don't. I'm not a gamer, really.
Yeah, you are a gamer. No. You like. You know what you like?
What?
Pogs.
Yeah, pogs. I like. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what else you like?
What?
Komodo dragons.
Yeah, that's true. You got me. And iguanas.
You like those things. Hey, listen, I'm excited about this podcast today.
Yeah, because we've got Matt Richardson on.
You love how to just jump ahead. you love jumping ahead, don't
well,
you?
Well, Jamie, you were half an hour late today, so we're a bit behind schedule, aren't we?
It doesn't matter. Hey, being behind schedule is all about being lively.
Yeah.
Do you know what I really like? We have this new board behind us. It's a big board that says Private Parts. It has Francis and myself on the board, and we keep getting people to sign it, who are all of our guests. And Matt Richardson had already signed it today, and he was a wonderful guest. Matt Richardson is a presenter. He's a comedian. He has been on lots of different TV
shows.
He's
on tour now. Go buy a ticket.
He's been on lots of different TV shows, probably best known from being Extra Factor's host with the lovely Caroline Flack. And he is just a great person all round. He's very funny, very energetic. We've known him for a while, haven't we, Francis?
We have. We have.
But he came on the podcast. He chatted about all things, much to do with...
Nothing. Much to do about nothing.
And a bit about masturbation.
No, it's just a bit of that.
A little bit of that and a little bit of touring.
Yeah.
Hey. So listen, please remember to subscribe to the podcast.
Tune in.
Why when I'm saying something do you cut over when I'm saying like an important? You just say remember to tune in.
Enjoy the podcast.
You can't just tell them they're already
listening.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Matt Richardson.
I haven't even got to the end of it, and you're already just.
Matt Richardson.
So,
oh God, that's really that.
Well, you always say this every big.
You speak so close to the microphone. Yeah, well, pick you up from over here.
Well, do you want me to speak far away from it? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, speak further away from it so we can all.
Okay, well, Listen, do you want to kick things off with an argument? We can have an argument. Let's flesh it out. All right.
No, we're
flesh out what you're annoyed at me at.
Now you're shouting again.
Well, look,
just
flesh.
Speak.
Why don't you just flesh out?
Why don't you just get your fleshlight out?
Can't. Chucked that away, didn't I?
Did you throw it away?
Yeah, of course I threw it away. Used it too many times. That's what happened with the flesh. Oh.
Can you recycle a fleshlight?
That's
my question.
Yeah.
Well, like, you can't.
Is silicon recyclable?
Jamie recycles all his fleshlights.
Oh, okay, fine.
I didn't recycle it, but Francis did say that he asked to borrow it, and
No, that was when you first got it.
No, I got it, and Francis said,
"So can I try it out?
Can I try it out?" And I said, "No, that's disgusting." And he said, "No, I'll wear a condom."
I mean, I like your logic.
Hey,
and then I used to wash it in the washing machine.
In the washing, not the dishwasher.
Yeah, the dishwasher, not the washing machine. Sorry, I get confused between.
Jamie washes all his clothes in the dishwasher.
I do this thing, however, though, with dishwashers where I cook everything.
Yeah,
I don't cook everything. I cook whatever I'm going to cook, and then I throw it all into the dishwasher.
Yeah,
you don't eat it.
No, I don't eat it. I just put it in to the dishwasher.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because I can't be bothered to scrub. Oh, what's up, player?
What?
It's just a water. But I get bored. I don't want to scrub down pans and.
See, my girlfriend doesn't scrub down pans, and it drives me absolutely insane.
She doesn't scrub down pans.
No, I pre-wash everything for the dishwasher.
Oh, no, you're a loser.
Okay, fine. Yeah, no. It's good to know.
Yeah. So that either means that your dishwasher gets clogged or something, or
well, I don't want it to. So I kind of I lightly wash it. I don't give it a real proper wash, but I just get.
But then you might as well just give it a full wash.
Yeah, maybe.
I just chuck it all into the dishwasher, and that's the best way.
Even
to
with
do it.
Full bits of food in it.
Yeah, yeah, it all goes in. I don't rinse off the ketchup or anything.
You know, as long as you've got that.
Is that bad? Is that why my dishwasher smells?
Does your dishwasher smell?
Stinks. I open up and like, what is that smell? And it's that.
Every meal you've ever had.
Yeah, yeah. Every meal that I've ever had. Also, this is also what happened the other day. Let's talk about all things that happen in houses. My radiators weren't working. All right, and they're one of these really like strong radiators that like blast out in really intense heat.
Yeah,
a radiator. and I organised for a. I didn't know who I needed to organise to come round. Was it a plumber? Was it an electrician? Was it a radiator man?
Well, it's obviously not an electrician, is
it? Could have been.
You do get electric radiators though, don't you? Yeah, but my first grim flat had electric radiators. Yeah, yeah. And they were so expensive. I couldn't put them on very often.
There you go. Exactly. I feel
fire
like
fire hazard.
I feel like Francis and I are going to fall out this episode.
It feels like there is a tension.
Yeah, I think it's the coffee I just had.
But anyway, so I had these radiators, and the radiator man came over. He arrived at 7:45 a.m. That's a weird time to.
Yes, because I think tradesmen are there. It's a bit passive aggressive about, you know, the time they start work. Often, yeah. I find like builders as well. They for some reason they like turn up at 8 a.m. And then do all the noisiest stuff first.
Yeah, I agree.
And then just to like really rub it in your face that, you know, you're lying in.
Yeah, especially like if you've got like, I suppose, you obviously have a business and stuff, but like I live a very evening-based lifestyle. So yeah. I'm not normally up till like 9:30, 10.
What time do you start pimping?
I start pimping, well, it depends really. Midweek, not till 6, but yeah. Like Thursday through Saturday, it's a 4 p.m. in the afternoon thing for the stag do's.
Start pimping for stag do's.
Well, 4 p.m, you know, you want to just get them, you've got to be in their mind, you know, like just go, hey guys, come back later.
Literally.
But yeah, they always good come one. Like, the flat above like us have just had loads of work done for 4 months and 7 days a week they start at 8 a.m.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
And I turned into the guy that went, knocked on the door and went, I don't think this is appropriate to be doing this work at this time.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You went up and said
I went
that.
Up and said, yeah.
You went up to the builders and said, stop your work because some other people are trying to sleep. It's 9 a.m.
Absolutely. And then I text the people that were moving in. I text the guy going, this work's too loud and unacceptable. And he went, I don't think it's that bad. I went, if you didn't think it was that bad, you'd have moved into the flat before the work happened. So it clearly is that fucking bad, isn't it, mate?
Well, we had some builders in doing some work over the summer. And I don't know if you've had this, but he used to take, one of the guys used to take off his work clothes and leave them there. So I'd come back and there'd be these spot, like sweaty builder's clothes like hanging up on the sofa.
Did he want them washed?
No, I don't know. I think he just didn't. He wanted to leave in some non-sweaty clothes. But then he just left
them every time.
No, so I sort of put them outside.
Did he put them?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That is such a like big dick energy move, isn't it? Just being like, I'm just going to leave my dirty clothes here for you to deal with.
Do you know where you should have put them?
Where?
In the dishwasher.
I put them outside and after a while he just got the message and stopped leaving them there.
You left them outside and left a note?
You didn't mention it to him. You didn't go, excuse me, can you stop?
No, I just left them outside for him to find and then
That's so weird from him. Like, you did the right thing.
I had this when my mum was redecorating her house. I must be about 9 years old. And I came up to my bedroom at the top of the house. And I walked in the room and some guy was smoking. And I walked and went, oh, hi. And he went, started smoking. He went, hey. And I went, all right then, just getting my teddy bear when I was getting...
in your room?
He was smoking in my room.
That's so weird.
Yeah, smoking in a child's room. I mean, that was...
I've been expecting you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was also masturbating and naked.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just a side note there. But I do think, like, talking of builders, like, whenever I've had builders in my house, they make me feel bad about being in my own house.
Yeah.
It's inconvenient that you've employed them to work on your house, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, no, and well, I mean, I think the biggest gripe I have is just them making noise while I'm sleeping.
And also, because I'm not like an alpha male type, they always out-alpha me. They talk to me like I'm an idiot about everything. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, oh, how long do you think this will be? And they're like, well... If you want to know the technical things, yeah, I do actually, because it's my fucking bathroom. Like, I want to know everything. Like, it's almost like they're like, we won't bore you with the details, love. I'm like, all right, Belen. Fucking
no, but you don't say it like that. You go, okay.
Oh, no. Do you want to know the details? No. Please, fine. Would you like a cup of tea, a sandwich? What would you like? It's the 50s. I'm your wife. Like, it's such a horrible situation. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know if you do this thing as
well. It's the 50s. I'm your wife.
That's like my catchphrase when they're around.
But, you know, Come in, it's the 50s, I'm your wife.
The roast's on the table, and then you can bugger me senseless, darling.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. In the studio, our friend Matt Richardson!
Hello, it's lovely to be here.
Oh, dude, we're super excited to have you here.
Thank you.
So, you said you like your profile, Francis?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't.
Yeah, I think you have got a strong profile.
Oh, thanks.
You've got a bit like, you could be like a Roman emperor.
No,
you've got a strong face.
No, because Romans would have dipping noses.
If I had a
Not
pound.
Not always necessarily. If you had a pound.
For every time someone said.
Well, if you were on the side of a pound for every time someone said you had a good profile.
Yeah. Yours, Matt, is quite upturned.
Mine sort of has a bump in the middle and then goes up like a ski slope. It's like a really dangerous ski slope.
Yours is quite female-esque.
I have a cyst in the end as well, so it goes up further on one side than the other. It's all over the shop, my
nose. Can you pop the cyst?
No, I could do, but I'd have to pay, and I've never had the balls to go and get it done.
Oh my God, that would be fascinating.
You know, maybe I'll go on that Dr. Pimple Popper show and get her to
Is
take
there a Dr. Pimple Popper?
Have you never... On TLC, you know TLC.
Never watched the pimple popping. Oh my God, you're gonna literally, it's the most.
People go in with like a lump on the size of their head that's the size of a watermelon. They go, I've had this for 20 years. And she makes a hole in it and just gets out all the pus.
Oh God, I don't like that.
The smell.
How do you spell cyst?
C Y S T.
I was starting with an S. Popping a cyst on cheek. Look how. Here we go, Francis. This is exciting. Here we go. Can you see Francis's reaction?
No,
very
I don't
quick.
Want to watch
Yeah,
that.
You're going to have to. Here we go.
I'm not going to watch it.
You're going to have to. Here we go. Oh, you ready, Francis?
Be sick.
Francis, look. Look at that.
It's like cottage cheese.
I don't like it.
Okay, it's gone.
Oh, it's like paneer.
It's gone. Francis, gone.
Oh, God, I can't see it.
Francis, it's gone.
Oh, that's so satisfying.
No, I can't see it.
I would love that job.
Love it.
I love popping a spot.
If you could pick a job, you're a presenter, you're a comedian, you're a philanthropist.
Matt.
Oh, if only.
If you could pick an odd job to do, what would that odd job be?
You know what? So I'm obsessed with
joinery.
I would be a carpenter and I'd come into your house and leave my clothes everywhere. I don't know what I'd do as an odd job. I used to really want to be a pilot. I was desperate to be a pilot for years.
Yeah. I've always had dreams that I'm a pilot.
Do you?
Flying helicopters over Africa.
I did
some helicopter lessons, but they were really expensive, and so
I would love to I'd like to be a pilot. That's
why would
like
you like to be a pilot?
Because I'm obsessed with planes. I'm a plane spotter.
Are you?
You're not a plane. What's your favorite plane?
My favorite plane is I'd say the A350.
You're actually getting excited.
My whole body, I came alive then, didn't I?
You honestly opened up.
So really, you're an Airbus.
I'm an airlines exclusively. I'm not into fighter jets. I've never been on a private jet, but I'm sure if I'd been on one, I would love it. Like,
I've had a private jet.
You've had a what?
I relieved myself on a private jet.
You masturbated on a private jet?
Yeah, in the loo. I went into the whole loo with leather, and I went, oh, and it slightly turned me on.
Did it?
I went...
Daddy likes leather.
And I did it. And then when I came out, everyone on the plane went, oh, you've been long. And you know, you start to panic. You're like, do they know something?
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a big queue.
A banging jump. I've had a wank on a commercial airliner.
Yeah, who hasn't?
When I was flying economy. Yeah. Like, economy. So like, the queue when I finished was massive.
And what, really?
Yeah.
Wait. Do you go in there when you do it? And this is getting quite crude, but this is what we like.
The half mile high club.
When you walk in, do you face the mirror? Or do you look away from the mirror?
To masturbate. Look away from the... Only because when you're doing it, like when you're kind of going and you look in the mirror, you're like, yeah, look at me, the god of sex. And then, oh yeah, I'm going to, yeah, fucking right, this toilet's going to suck up my cum. like that, right? But then as soon as you've ejaculated, you just go... Oh, look at the state of me. I mean, that's the bit you don't want. Yeah. That's shame to see your own face.
Why is there that bit of shame afterwards? Why is it shameful?
But it is, isn't it? Every time.
Because it's a filthy thing, sex.
But it's not. It's self-loathing
it's
once
a
that's
dirty,
happened.
Filthy every time.
But then 2 hours later, when you're on the long haul, 2 hours later, it's time again.
Oh, someone's broken the seal. Fucking right I have. But I don't know why, but you do get that weird shame bit.
Because it's a filthy, shameful thing.
Yeah, and just like, go and put yourself away, you whore, to yourself. Like, looking at your hand going, you slut. Again?
I think when you're younger, you also sort of become horny in different parts of at different moments. I've explained before that I...
Didn't you wank off with your dad in the car?
No.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No.
But the way you phrase that is like not with his dad in the car separately.
I wanked off with my dad,
in the car. Yeah.
No. We went on a family.
Well, I suppose it's a bit of bonding.
we went on a family walk, and I ran ahead.
Why wouldn't you run behind?
I don't know.
Because they're going to catch up.
It was the excitement.
Oh, I can see them coming over the cops.
So that happened, and then I did it next to Dave Pumphrey.
Who's Dave Pumphrey?
You don't know Dave Pumphrey?
No.
Dave Pumphrey couldn't drink out of a champagne glass because his nose was too large. And I sat next to him in an
was too large. Oh, okay.
And I sat next to him in an art class, and he sort of looked at me, and I looked back at him.
Were you doing Jackson Pollock or something? Is that why?
They used to do like group wanking at Radley.
I never did group wanking.
Yeah, you did. You told me you did.
When did we do group wanking?
You told me you all used to wank together at Radley.
No, we didn't. When did I say that?
Like what? Like just a bit of like gun-ho, let's all like bond.
No, it's like this
was
is...
Was it like what? Like Limp Bizkit? Yeah. Do you know that game?
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit, where you all go around... I mean, this didn't happen... I mean, I'm going to ask about this wanking at boarding school because I'm fascinated. And
did you not go to boarding school?
No, I went to state school.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Get out!
But you know what? But I keep that quiet because people sort of assume I did go to not a good boarding school. School, but like, you know, like a lower down
minor
one.
Minor, yeah, I went to a minor public school.
But there was this game they used to be like, because there was Abingdon Boys School was near me.
Oh, so you're near Radley College?
Yeah, near Radley College.
There we go.
And we were...
That's where Dave
school were you at?
I was at Didcot Boys School.
Oh, yeah, I know Didcot.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Didcot Boys, yeah.
State school with no girls. Like, not even the good education in the blue balls.
You're in a state school with no girls.
C's across the board and no boobies. Like, what a waste of everyone's time.
Also, you were still...
I'm sorry, I was going back to wank then. Like, it's that's now my
Your go-to.
It's just been a very wank-heavy podcast.
Also, Didcot is like the middle of like nothingness. Like, there's nothing. There's that nothing.
I think we may have played you at football.
Oh, did you?
Maybe.
Where did you go?
The Oratory.
Okay, yeah, that's not that far away from there. Yeah, that's down the road. There's nothing. It was voted the most average town in Britain.
It must be.
There's nothing going on.
Didcot Park. Didcot, isn't there a train museum?
That's all we've got. Wait, we've got a train museum.
Hang on, where were we going with this, though?
So, Limp Bizkit, that's what we're talking about. They're going, so, all of you sit around or stand around, your preference, a biscuit, and you all wank off onto the biscuit, and the last one to come has to eat the biscuit.
Yeah.
You're looking at like, oh yeah, it's got a different name at my school, but
No, I definitely
he always ate it even if he was the first.
Straight in.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, do you mind? Can I? May I?
Sorry, lads. Sorry. Terribly rude of me.
May I? No. I know.
May adjust.
No one would ever.
No one else? No. I'll split it with you. I'm free.
Humphrey.
I was just thinking of like a nice name.
No, because it was Dave Pumphrey.
Pumphrey. Oh yeah, look at you. Derren Browned me.
I thought it was Humphrey Pumphrey.
I've Derren Browned you.
You say that though, like I had an uncle called Richard Richardson, so
really?
It's possible, yeah. Like that's like Humphrey Pumphrey, but not
Dick Richardson.
Dicker Richardson, he was called.
Dicker Richardson.
God, we had lots of funny things that happened at public school. Loads of like odd different stuff. Like we used to, there was a lot of like, because there were no girls, we didn't do anything. Where am I going down this rabbit hole? But we didn't play games like Soggy Biscuit and things like that, like people think we played.
Yeah.
No. We never did that. Did you ever do that?
You did do group wanking.
No, we never did group masturbation.
There was a group
of boys who got caught doing group wanking at my school, and then they all got expelled, yeah.
Oh, what? Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
What
do you mean, why is
that?
You can't encourage that by not expelling them.
You can't expel them for having a group masturbation.
Well, they were doing more than that.
What, they were shagging?
They were like, I think they were like, you know, I think everything other than sex.
Everything, but, well, you know what? I think that's actually quite a homophobic rule then.
Yeah,
like,
so
if they
do
were
I.
Just wanking, like,
I
would totally be up. No.
Fair enough. I mean, there's going to be some fan fiction on the internet after this, isn't there?
I think Jamie looks
longingly at the group.
But it's against the rules, isn't it?
Well, I mean,
what rules?
I mean, at my school, they'd never really brought in those rules because we didn't stay at school, we didn't live at school. Like, we'd have had to have wanked together in an after school club. Yeah.
Let's all go around to.
Have you been to gardening club? I mean, it's very salty tasting.
Let's all go around to mine and wank. That's what would happen.
Mum, my friends are here. Fish fingers, we're fine, thanks, Mum.
Boarding school.
But it's illegal.
Why is it illegal?
School,
if you're a certain,
right?
Why is it illegal at school?
Because it's a Catholic school.
But that doesn't make it illegal. I mean, if anything, that makes it more popular with the priests.
Well, no. I mean, no. I mean, it was an all boys. I mean, they can't allow that to because otherwise it will just go on all the time.
What do you mean it would go? It would distract them from their work.
Like, otherwise, we just wouldn't stop.
All that you're telling me is that you were just all very rule-abiding, but actually gagging for it. Like, just like, oh, lad, bloody... Oh, if it wasn't for the rules and me being so respectful to the adults...
We need to make an example of this. Yeah.
I can feel an uprising, if you'll excuse the pun.
Wait, so Matt, so were you a good student? Were you a good student?
Yeah, I was pretty good at school. I was quite chatty with people, but I did okay at school. I wasn't, like, exceptional. But
so you just got through it. So you kind of worked hard and things like that.
If I'd have gone to university, I could have probably gone to like a lower down Russell group. You know, like that's where I sit. Like I was
like sort of, Leeds.
Like Leeds. I could have gotten into Leeds.
I went to Leeds. What are we talking about?
Point proven.
I went to Leeds and I actually didn't get into Leeds. I had to persuade them to let me in.
Did you?
So where did I would have gone less.
How'd you that walk in, throw a biscuit down and go, you know how this ends?
No, I went up there. I got BCD in my A-level results. So I went all the way up to Leeds, went up the M1 by myself. So actually someone drove me because I couldn't drive. And and I got there and walked into the drama department and said, I'm really bad at doing exams and things like
this. Who drove you? Someone?
Oh, I took a train up there maybe. And I went into the...
I love that you look at a train as well, someone's driving.
Yeah. Someone drove me up there. And I got to the drama department, went in there and said, I'm just really bad at exams. I'm really bad at these sorts of things. And I promise you I'm going to be a great student, so please let me in. And they let me in.
Because they were like, I mean, this is bullshit, but the best acting I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was acting like he's a good student.
But then we arrived then, there was no fucking acting. It was just...
In drama?
There was no drama. It was all
interpretive
written.
Dance.
It was all, apart from interpretive dance, everything was
written. Did you do interpretive dance?
Did interpretive dance for a year, which was tragic. Then we had to... we then had to the worst time was when we had to, for a whole term, had to decide where we wanted to put a play, and we decided to put a play in a school bus, and it was just fucking awful.
You put a play on the school bus?
We found a school bus and did a play on it, and honestly, because everyone was drunk all the time at Leeds, high, because everyone just, not me, but everyone just, everyone did drunk.
Well, this is very much sounding like the wanking now. No, yeah. It wasn't. Yeah. Well, not me, but everyone else. God, you're no fun.
Yeah, it was just, the play was so shit. It was like a GCSE.
What was it about?
We did something about how it was like some sort of apartheid or something like that. And
some sort of apartheid. Well, I think something like that. Wow.
I think someone played Rosa Parks.
Oh, right. So that's not the part. I mean,
well, it is.
No. I mean, segregation. Yeah.
Well, that was apartheid. What did they say when Rosa Parks sat down
in the back of the bus?
What is it saying? Yeah. Rosa Parks sat down and racism stood up. Is that right?
I didn't see the play to know.
No, it was something like that. We once did a play in a school. So we went to a children's school and we did a play.
How'd you get there? A bus?
On a bus again. Yeah, someone drove us. And we got to this school to do a play in front of a school. So it was we went to Hull or wherever we went to, or Bradford, to go and do this play.
I'm not going to lie, I would pay money to see you in Bradford. Yeah, I think that would be. That's an E4 show waiting to happen.
But I kid you not, I swear on my life, this is what happened. I was playing the main character in the
Rosa
play.
Parks.
I was playing
the racist passenger.
Racist one.
I was playing the main person in this play while at Leeds. And it was something to do with, I don't know, it was like a lost boy amongst growing up in a school, whatever it was. And, and we had to do it in front of the school children. And we had a guy who was a mature student. His name was Steve or something, I want to say. Oh, I think it was Steve or something like that. He's mature. He was like 70 years old. Okay. And he was a real Leeds lad. And these guys were all from Bradford, all the school children. And I was nervous. I was about to go on stage like this, and the curtains were about to be pulled apart, and Steve tapped me on the shoulder, and I went, "You're right, Steve?" And he went, "Jeremy, don't act so posh on stage. Change your accent." And so I went, "What do you mean, Steve?" And he said, "Change your accent, you're too posh." So I had to, the curtains opened, and I walked on stage, and I went, "You're right, everyone." I tried to be less posh because he had told me to do it.
Yeah.
Completely threw me.
I would have loved it if you'd have walked out and just panicked and been like, "Well, here's the first time you've heard a Jamaican racist."
Wait, so Matt, you didn't go to university?
Well, no, so I did, but I didn't finish. So I went to, I didn't want to go, so I went to Oxford Brookes for about a year.
What did you study there?
Publishing media, which isn't a real thing.
Yeah, it's not a real thing. What is that?
I mean, it's the study of making magazines and books and editing books and stuff. But I only went for a year and then I dropped out.
I feel like with you, you're a smart boy, but they probably didn't work as hard.
No, I was incredibly lazy. Yeah. If I liked something, I'd work hard. But if I didn't like it, I'd do the bare minimum.
So when was it when you started doing comedy then? At Brooks?
Yeah, I was at university. So it was my 3 weeks into my first year. Because I lived at home when I went to uni as well, because I didn't want to do it. And there was a little comedy night. So I did a little comedy night. And it was all about Oxford Brookes. And it was really bad.
Really? Was it?
Yeah. Like, what? I imagine looking back, I thought it was, I came off and I was like, well, move over McIntyre. Because Rico's on the scene. But it would, it was very relatable, but only if you went to Oxford Brookes in 2009. Like Michael McIntyre, like, you know when you're at Wheatley Campus, you know when you're all at the Wheatley Campus, and like no one, it wouldn't have really
worked. That impression was,
yeah, that was
it's
good.
Not bad, is it? It's okay.
Let's hear another bit of that.
Hello, it's lovely to be on your podcast, Jamie and Francis. You know,
wait, can you tell us why everyone should listen to Private Parts Podcast?
The reason to listen to Private Parts Podcast is because it's the best podcast on the internet. You know when you're listening to a podcast, you're sat on the bus and you're listening to your podcast, and it's absolutely brilliant because it's Francis and Jamie in your ears. That's the reason.
That is freaking amazing. Wait, so do you have an ear for impressions?
I've got four impressions.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Number two, let me guess. Tell us.
Tonight on Love Island.
That's Laura Whitmore.
Yes! it's like she was in the room. And I'm also wearing the same dress. It's really ideal. That and what else?
That was a lovely Ian Sterling.
Ian Sterling could do a little bit. I did that to him
friend
once.
Friend to
he's
the
like,
podcast.
Friend to the podcast. Friend to everybody. Yeah, I did it to him once. He's like, that doesn't sound like me. It really does. I don't really know. I could do a bit like the X Factor voice man, a little bit maybe. Yeah. It's time to face the music.
You always have to keep your eyes in that. But that was.
I like
really,
going cross-eyed.
It's really. I find
it takes a lot of. When
what's the last one?
Oh no, that's it. I've halfway through doing Ian Sterling. I went, why did you say four in my own head? I was like, that's maybe 2.5.
Can you do Russell Kane?
No, I can't because I haven't had all of the Adderall in the world. And that's what that takes. He's so hyperactive
and doesn't stop all the time. He talks like, oh my God.
It's, I mean, I don't know where he gets the energy from because I know him. And
what
it's
are
not...
you implying?
No, I'm not implying. How's the tour of Colombia going?
but it's me. I have a huge respect for people who can do impressions because I'm terrible. I'm quite a good actor. But yeah. I think that...
if you do so soon.
No, but
so.
I do.
Well, you know, the waves from the bus.
Yeah. No, but I am. I'm quite a good actor.
Trained actor.
I'm a trained actor. But I'm not... But being an impressionist, that means Matt, you would be a very good actor because you can jump into different characters, I suppose.
Yeah, but like I'm not a very good actor. I've only done one bit of acting ever in my career. I was in an Anchor Butter advert called...
Oh, yeah.
The Life... Yeah. I'm that guy. Yeah. You know, the little... That plays there. Never mind.
What was that? What do you mean?
Trombone.
I've never seen you in an Anchor Butter advert.
I was in an Anchor Butter advert for like 3 seconds.
Playing the trombone?
No, I wasn't. I was spreading butter on toast.
Wait, hang on. I love how Francis went, oh, yeah. And then went, what were you playing?
I played the butter. I was in an Anchor Butter advert for money once, but that's about it. And I didn't enjoy it. Like, I don't know how you get any... Like,
how much? How much moolah did you get for it?
Oh, like £8,000 or something.
Oh, my God. Sweet. How old were you?
19 or 20. Yeah.
Did you blow it on strippers?
I blew it all on strippers. Yeah. I went into the strip club and I was like, I will have one of each, please. I've only ever been to one strip club.
And it's a waste of time, isn't it?
It's not fun, is it? It's like when you go to the zoo and you go, oh, this is a bit grim. It's the same sort
of
the idea of it. You go, oh, that'll be fun. And you get there and you go, oh. And also,
is it because you can't pet them? Is that why you can't?
It's just, I went to a strip club in Amsterdam in the middle of January on a Tuesday, and I've never seen so many cesarean sections in my life.
Really?
Yeah, it was
what
like...
What kind of strip club was that?
A really rough one.
Sounds like the hospital.
I went to a sex show in Amsterdam. My friend took me into one. People were having sex on stage.
I mean, oh, yeah, I went to one of those.
It's sort of like the Ron Seal of show, isn't it?
They were having sex on stage. It was, like, so weird, and then I was giggling, and the person in front of me told me to shh, and I was like, what are you shushing me for? Like, well, yeah, trying to concentrate. Sure. I couldn't believe it. They were having sex on stage. If that's your job to have sex on stage.
It's quite sterile. Have you been to a sex show?
Yes, once in Amsterdam, very similar. And then they tried to get my friend up on stage. I think they did get my friend up.
And he volunteers.
I'll get up there. Hey, Matt, hold on. We've got to stop right there because Francis, you've got to give us the question of the week.
The question of the week is. In Queensland, Australia, what unusual thing do they allow people to put on their license plates?
Oh, okay.
As part of their license plate number.
Okay, you can go first, Matt.
What's unusual about it?
Yeah.
Well, what would be like? What would be banned? 69.
Yeah.
That would be.
That feels like the kind of thing that is probably banned. You can't have 69. Or 420.
Is it banned? What's banned?
No, they're allowed.
This is allowed, but it's banned everywhere else in New Zealand.
Everywhere else in the world.
Everywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it an O, like as in LMNO, rather than a zero? You can have both.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the first maybe we've ever had. That means it's probably right. Why would you give us a maybe? I'm going to give it the same thing.
I don't know. Why don't you just think about
I was going to say a Nazi thing. Or
what do you mean what's a Nazi
swastika?
Thing?
Swastika. Why are you always thinking about swastikas?
Swastikas. I think that you would... What are they allowed on a number plate that they're not allowed anywhere else? I would say something like... some sort of branding. You can have branding on it.
Branding?
Branding.
You can have a logo.
You can have a logo.
You think?
Yeah, I think you can have a logo.
How would you report that?
I don't know.
It's C39 Nike.
Yeah, I think you can have a logo on a number plate.
Yeah?
That's what I'm going to say, yeah.
A logo, all right.
All right, we're going to find it on part two. Hey, Matt, stick around for part two, baby.
Okay.
Because it's going to be fun. That's all I've got. See you in part two.
See you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.